Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him and be joyful. I was sick yesterday. I mean, this year has just been kind of ridiculous. I think it's like some 24-hour flu or something. But I am back almost 100%, which is nice. But I was reading this morning in Psalms, and, you know, God is always there for you. God's always going to take care of you. And, again, if you're going through any time of struggle or hurt or where you're dealing with stuff, just knowing and putting verses in your mind where you know God's going to take care of you always helps. If you go to Psalms chapter 37, verse 1, it says, "Fret not," and this is, "don't heat thyself up with vexation. Fret not because of an evildoer or because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of transgression or iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb." The thing is that if you have an enemy, I mean, we go through this stuff and we're especially in business where you got some problems. If you have an enemy, it's just super interesting because God's going to bring you through it, right? Unless you're wrong, but God's going to bring you through it. And when you have victory, you're not to gloat about it and you're not to be happy at their displeasure. And it talks about that in the word, lest God, you know, essentially strip you down. But God's going to bring you through it. You are going to be victorious. I always like to ask God to open the door or to close the door, regardless of whatever is supposed to happen. I want that door open or closed. If I'm not to win and have victory, if I'm to be humbled in the situation, do it. It's okay, but just do it quickly. Do it quickly so I can move on. And I do this in relationships. I do this with friends. I do this with all these different things. When you're dealing with something that you just need an outcome, that you want an outcome, you go to God with it and just let Him decide. Verse 3, confide or trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The number one thing God says to do is trust in Him. You have to trust and confide in God. You got to talk to God, declare your prayers unto Him. Let Him know what's going on, but you got to trust that He's going to take care of it. And if you have a problem with doing that, look up the word trust. blueletterbible.org, it's wonderful, and go through every single verse until you start understanding what trusting God means. Verse 4, delight thyself, and this is be soft or be pliable also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the petitions or the desires of thine heart. You got to be pliable. When you hear the word, you got to be pliable. You got to be able to move to what God tells you to do. If you need to change something about yourself, be soft, change it. Change who you are and become what God wants you to become. Verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust in Him also, and He shall bring it to pass. Again, trust in God, trust in Him also, and He shall bring it to pass. Commit thy way. Decide that you're going to do what God wants you to do. But always keep in mind, and this is super important too, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. It's not about being a robot. You have the liberty to go where one wants, but you put God's word in your heart, you put it in your mind, you think on those things, you change yourself to become who God wants you to become, and you trust He's going to take care of every situation. It removes fear. God is love. When you have Christ in you, you have God's love in you. And if you have God's love, there is not fear in love, because fear hath torment. All these things God gives you when you become a son of God. Again, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment, and this is thy complete vindication as the noonday. You know, you're vindicated with God. That's what Christ died for. You are vindicated. You can stand in the liberty, but trust Him. Learn to trust God. Learn to confide in God. Learn to stand fast in troubled times, knowing that God's going to take care of you. And don't ever forget, what you put into your mind is who you are. As you think you are, or something. It's something like that. But that's what you got to think about. You got to think you're a son of God. You got to think on the word, and you got to dwell on that word and marinate in that word, and God shall deliver, period. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. You lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I pray for a safe trip, and that it's just a blessing getting there and getting back, and it's quick. I thank you again for the people that we work with. I'm very, very grateful that they are part of our team and how hard they work, and I'm just thankful that they're with us every single day, that they are there with us every single day. I thank you. Just that summer comes relatively quickly, Father. I'm looking forward to that. And I just thank you for the moments of my life. I pray for our country. I pray for each and every one of your believers. And I thank you so much for what your son did and for your word, the word that reconnects us to you. And I'm just very, very thankful. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.